Here's the latest audio research news from the Transmitter.
Acting NIH director dismisses 5 neuroscientists from advisory boards. By Callie McMurray and Angie Voiles Ascom. 3 researchers who served as scientific advisors to the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health, NIH, were removed from their positions this week, the Transmitter has learned. At least 2 advisors to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, were also terminated this week. The researchers each received a letter this week from Matthew Mimoli, acting director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, dated March 21. Members of this committee serve at the pleasure of the director of the National Institutes of Health. As such, your appointment has been terminated effective immediately, the letter states. The letter does not provide a reason for the dismissal, and Mimoli did not respond to the Transmitter's email requests for comment. Nina F. Shore, Deputy Director for Intramural Research at the NIH, also did not respond to requests for comment. Each institute and center at the NIH maintains a board of scientific counselors that reviews the research programs of internal NIH investigators. The board members are not NIH employees, but receive a small stipend for their work and are considered special government employees during their 5-year term. Board members at other institutes have also been removed, but as of yesterday had not yet received any official communication from the NIH, STAT reported. The 3 terminated NIMH board members are Jacob Michelson, professor of psychiatry at the University of Iowa, Tracy Bale, professor of psychiatry at the University of Colorado, and Carolyn Rodriguez, professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford University. All 3 have been removed from a list of board members on the NIMH website. Michelson and Bale confirmed their terminations with the Transmitter. Rodriguez did not respond to requests for comment by phone or email, but her termination was confirmed by NIMH Board Chair Jennifer Groh, professor of psychology and neuroscience at Duke University. The 9 other NIMH board members have not been terminated, according to Groh, who spoke to the Transmitter in her personal capacity and not as a representative of Duke University. "This is unusual and unprecedented," Bale says. "It devalues the process by which expertise is approved and selected for these boards." Earlier this month, 3 senior scientists at the NIMH were slated to lose their jobs, but Mimoli extended all 3 appointments after 9 NIMH board members, including Michelson, wrote a letter to Mimoli and others on the scientists' behalf, the Transmitter reported. At first, Michelson says he thought his termination might be retribution for the letter, but Bale and Rodriguez, the other board members terminated yesterday, did not sign the March 4th letter to Mimoli. Stephanie Borgland, who served on the NIDA's Board of Scientific Counselors, received her termination letter today. Borgland, professor of physiology and pharmacology at the University of Calgary, was scheduled to serve on the board through June 2028. Another NIDA board member, who asked to remain anonymous due to concerns of potential retribution, also received a letter. The Transmitter reached out to the 14 other NIDA board members. 5 say they have not received a termination letter, and the others did not respond. About 83% of the NIH budget funds extramural research at academic and medical research centers. 11% funds research within the institutes. The intramural programs are intended to support high-risk, high-reward research that could lead to breakthroughs that would not be possible outside the NIH, Michelson says. The boards evaluate whether internal investigators' work meets this standard and advise the directors of the intramural programs on how to distribute funding among the labs. Michelson says he first learned of his potential termination 2 weeks ago, when he heard that a list of board members selected for removal was circulating at the NIH. His termination letter arrived yesterday. "It was the most terse letter I have ever seen in my life," he says, "and it offered no explanation whatsoever for the removal. I was on a list. The other people who were fired were on some kind of a list. We were on an email somewhere. We're in a spreadsheet somewhere. And something, some criterion, some chain of rules, got some people onto that list and didn't get other people onto that list, Michelson says. Why are some scientists being singled out for removal from a key part of the scientific process? Because that's what it is. Michelson's term on the board began in October 2023 and was slated to run through June 2028. Jake Michelson has been a terrific and thoughtful contributor, and I'm very sorry we are going to be deprived of his expertise going forward, Grode told the Transmitter. I'm also troubled that we don't know why he and other members of similar NIH intramural review boards are being prematurely dismissed, she added. The advisory board removals are the latest in a series of disruptions to the NIH's intramural research programs. Over the past 2 months, the Trump administration has banned NIH employees from traveling to meetings or speaking publicly about their work, fired and rehired some probationary employees, and blocked contract renewals for senior scientists. The NIH and its intramural research programs are the crown jewel of modern science, Michelson says, and it feels like it's being sacked and vandalized. This audio was created using artificial intelligence. Stay up to date with the latest neuroscience news and perspectives at thetransmitter.org. Follow Audio Research News on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.